Here on a Friday morning, we find ourselves with NHPR's own Sam Evans-Brown, the host of our podcast called Outside In. He's here to answer a listener question about the natural world.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Hey there, Sam.
Okay, today's question comes to us from Suzanne in Rumney.
And I've been going for a walk every morning since we've kind of been quarantined. So I've noticed lately that I've heard a lot of woodpeckers in the morning, and I haven't noticed them before, and I wondered if there were more of them or if this is the time of year that they are seeking out food from the trees. But it's all about woodpeckers.
We have a couple that live in our neighborhood, and we've been hearing them a lot more often, but they come around every spring, so I'm not sure if it's just an unusual year or we're just noticing them more.
There's actually a lot of reasons why Suzanne might be hearing more woodpeckers than ever, so we're just going to run through them like lightning round style.
Hold on, let me get my pencil. I'm going to score at home.
Okay. The first is seasonal, and Joan Walsh from Massachusetts Audubon explained this one to me.
This is when birds start to claim territories, and the way that woodpeckers claim territories is by talking a lot.
That, of course, was the pileated woodpecker. That's the big one.
That's the sound. That's the sound.
Okay. Second is because of your change of routine, perhaps you're going on a different kind of walk than you used to, and maybe you're just passing through like a more woodpeckery type of place. For instance, forests with more dead trees. But also, as Amanda Rodewald from the Cornell Lab of Ornithology explained to me, there's also a bird feeder effect here.
There have been a few studies that have found that their numbers are greater near feeders and in suburban areas that have a lot of bird feeders than other areas.
Yeah, there's a lot of feeders in my neighborhood.
Yeah. Okay, so that's two. Reason number three is that last year was a pretty good mast year. And Rick, so please apply your Ask Sam knowledge here. Tell the listeners, what is a mast year?
That's when we have an overabundance of acorns and nuts and things like that.
Bing, 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 bing.
So it might have been this last fall and winter. It was a really stellar year for acorns or other nuts that the woodpeckers liked. And so they've been hanging around after the fact.
I've learned something. See, I pay attention.
It's not a lost cause.
Well.
So that's driving all our short-term changes, the year-to-year up and down in woodpecker numbers. The last two reasons are the ones that I think are most interesting, though they might not be the reason why our caller is noticing more changes this particular spring. The first is a general trend in New England, and that's that the region has been reforesting for a couple of generations now. And not only that, our existing forests have been getting older, which means
that very large woodpeckers, like pileated, can now find a suitable nest tree in places that 40 years ago, the trees weren't big enough.
So is this part of a trend, Sam? We're going to see more woodpeckers as the years go on?
Well, certainly it's been the trend so far. All those bigger trees are, of course, also full of bugs to eat. And if you look at the big multi-decade data sets, so there's the USGS Breeding Bird Survey, there's Audubon's Christmas Bird Count, and they all show rising populations of all sorts of woodpeckers just because there's more wood to peck.
More snag trees.
Yeah, exactly. Big old dead trees that get old enough to die. And then that brings us, of course, to our last reason, which is one that foresters are worried about and tell me about all the time, which is that we've got more forest pests than ever, including invasive ones. And an example, of course, is the emerald ash borer, which has been killing huge quantities of ash trees all throughout the Midwest and Northeast.
And so there have been a few studies that have found in locations that have had high mortality of ash trees due to this emerald ash borer, you do, in fact, see greater numbers of many woodpeckers.
Well, that leads me to a question, Sam. If you are hearing woodpeckers a lot at a particular tree in your neighborhood, does that mean that tree is on the way out?
It can. Woodpeckers have been known to drum on TV antennas and siding of houses, so it's not a sure sign that there are bugs in there. But if they're doing a lot of work on a tree, it's a pretty good bet.
All right, well, if you've got a question about birds or anything else that's going on in New Hampshire's natural world, you can get a hold of Sam and maybe get your question answered on the air. Sam, how does a listener do that?
The number is 1-844-GO-OTTER. The email address for you to record yourself on your smartphone and email us the audio file, which I will stress again is preferable, is outsideIn@nhpr.org.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.